Blog Talk Radio.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in a mist. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you.
Good morning. God bless you and bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. Welcome to Monday. It is the 8th, I believe it's right, the 8th of January. We are grateful and thankful to God. This is the second day of our 21-day period of fasting. Amen. So get right on it. One meal, not necessarily one meal, but all you can eat. You eat no meat, no sweets, and I think it's going to be a blessing. It's the Daniel fast. Lost my bearings for a moment there. It's the Daniel fast. And so we will be fasting for the next 20 days, and I want you to be a part of it. Remember that. You want to add in prayer and scripture reading as we look to get closer to God. That should be the goal of this fast for everyone. I want to be closer, find a way to be closer to God, to grow with God and grow in His grace, to get stronger in my faith, to become more engaged in my faith. And for some also, to start out and adopt a healthier lifestyle. For the number of people that I have spoken to in our church, to my surprise, who will say that they change their lifestyle, change their eating habits, or whatever it might be during this fast in our church. So we do this fast every year, and they use it to begin either the year and they change their entire lifestyle as a result of this fast. And I'm grateful to God for those who have the discipline to do that and to grow and get their health under control. So whatever you do, make sure that you do it with God in mind first, that God is on the forefront of your mind. So you're changing your the way that you eat, your eating habits, your lifestyle, because you want to get closer to God and your health, and you want to worship or bless God in your health. I am learning, coming to a realization that a healthy life, as much as we in control of it. A healthy life is a worship and a blessing to the Lord. And so looking for ways to bless the Lord. And so as we begin this fast, I want you to be a part of it and go and not just do some things as it pertains to food, but actually find yourself growing spiritually, and just looking forward to what God is doing. And so it is now moving toward and moving 2018. You've now launched yourself into the new year. You are now part of the new year. And my prayer, as we preached yesterday, is that you will begin to recognize the process of moving from here, which is where you are and what you have now, to there, which is what is possible. What is possible? And I want you to just really relish in that portion of knowing what is possible, thinking, God, what could possibly happen? What could you do with this moment? What could you do with this life? What could you do with me giving you what I have? And I want you to just begin to just dream about what's possible. See in your mind's eye, see yourself doing and becoming the person that you desire in the there of your life, the what's possible more portions of life. See yourself becoming that person and watch God help you to grow, to develop, to become, to evolve into who God wants you to be. Amen. Amen. I woke up with this scripture on my heart. The earth is the Lord's, fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's. It all belongs to God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So not just the earth, the sphere that we call earth being God's. It said the fullness of that earth, everything in that earth, everything associated with that earth, it's God's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell within it. You and I, as difficult as it might seem, you and I belong to God. Not only do we belong to God, but every person on this globe, every person on this celestial ball, as it is called in the hymn, belong to God. You're God's, I'm God's. Not perfect. That's the thing I love about God. Me belonging to God does not in any way mean that I am perfect and I've got it together. It means that I belong to Him. And in belonging to God, that means that God opens doors, He closes doors, He makes ways, He answers prayer, He moves things. Whatever it is we need, it comes through our time with the Lord. And so my prayer for every one of you is that your time with God, our time with God, would become rich and powerful. It would become something that we look forward to, something that we are waiting for, not something to be dreaded, not something that causes us to, use it as a check sheet. Oh, my goodness, I got to spend time with the Lord, and so let me go do something. We don't want to live in that place. We want to be looking forward to our time with God, be looking forward to spending time and hearing the Lord and growing in the grace of God. And I am praying that God will meet all of us at that very point and that He will transition us from the place where we are to the place where He wants us to be. So what is the there for you? What is the there for this fasting period? What is that place that, what is possible? What is it you're looking to have or to accomplish? And then begin to move toward what God is saying. What God is saying. I said yesterday, as we looked at Second Kings 7, that the most powerful, the strongest verb in that portion of scripture, which is Second Kings 7, 3 through 5, the most powerful portion of that scripture for me is, and they arose, they got up, they went to do something different. And I'm praying that you will make that decision in your life, that in some area, whatever area you feel God is speaking to you, that you will get up, you will move down a different road, you will grow in a different way, you will develop differently. You will do some things differently. We can never get what God has for us there if we're not willing to leave here. We cannot have what is possible if we're not willing to leave where we are. Where we are. If you want to, if you believe it's possible that you can pray for an hour, then you have to leave from the place of praying for 5 minutes. How do you leave that place? You might pray for 7 minutes. That's you leaving that place. And then at some point, you got to leave the place of 7 minutes and pray for 9 minutes. And before you know it, you get to the place of what is possible. And so whatever those areas are in your life, I'm praying that you will seek and see God in those places. Let's pray. Oh God, we bless your name. We are grateful to you. We love you because you are God. And beside you, there is no other. There's no one that we know. There is no one that we love. There is no one that we can be with. We can love and know and trust besides you. We know that you have given us grace. You've given us wisdom. You've given us love. You've given us compassion. You've done the things that we need you to do. And now, God, we pray that we can become what you need from us. We can become that person that you need us to be. Help us, Lord, to not just be hearers of your word, but be doers, to be people that do what it is you've called us to do, to grow, develop, pray, spend time with you, who are engaged in our faith walk. And I'm praying, Lord, that although we're not perfect and that we make mistakes, that we fall short, but God, I'm praying that we will meet you in the midst of our issues. We will meet you in the midst of the place where we are, and that we might know that you are with us. We might know that you are on our side, that we might know that you have never left us, nor have you forsaken us. So, God, we pray that as we go on this journey over the next 20 days, getting closer to you, as we go on this journey from here to there, from the place where we are, as we go on this journey of looking at the possibilities of what you've called us to do and to become, that you would help us, grow us, develop us. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you for protection. We thank you for grace. We thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we give you this day, and we say, Lord, help us to have a great day, a great week of purpose, on purpose. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen. 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 Well, God bless you. God bless you. And we will come together on Wednesday for prayer at the East New York 7 o'clock. And I look forward to seeing you there. God bless you. We love you. Bye.